Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Robert Lopez de Castilla, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. For now, you can listen to the words, and I bet soon we'll have it memorized and be able to say it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today, I'll be reading from God's Big Picture by N.T. Wright. Our reading is from John 4, verses 5 through 42. Jesus and his disciples were on a long journey through Israel. On their way, they had to go through the land of Samaria, where they decided to stop for a rest. It was around midday and the sun was hot. The disciples went to find some food in a nearby town, while Jesus stayed back and sat down by a well. After a while, a woman came from the town to fetch water. To her surprise, Jesus asked her for a drink. "You know," he said, "you could have asked me, and I would have given you fresh, living water." "But sir," replied the woman, "you haven't got a bucket." Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this well water will soon be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water I'll give them won't ever be thirsty again." When she heard that, the woman said, "Sir, give me this water." "Call your husband," said Jesus. "I haven't got a husband," she replied. "Quite right," answered Jesus. "You've had five of them, and the one you now have isn't your husband." Then the woman's eyes narrowed. "You're a Judean, aren't you?" she said. "You worship in Jerusalem, but we Samaritans worship here." "Ah," said Jesus, "but God is looking for people to worship him in spirit and truth." "Oh, well," said the woman, "when God's true king comes, he'll explain all that." Jesus looked at her intently and said, "That's who I am." At that, the woman dropped the jar of water she was holding and dashed off to the town to tell people she had met God's king. Soon after, Jesus' disciples came back. "Look," said Jesus, "it's harvest time. People are ready for the message." The word of the Lord. I wonder how the woman felt when Jesus talked to her when no one else wanted to. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So, be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.